Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 28th of February and it's the second Sunday of Lent. My name's Sarah and I'm the vicar here at St John's. St John's is a diverse and inclusive church. We're growing and we're delighted that members of our community live in many places and indeed in many countries. Wherever you're based, however you've found us, you are welcome here. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of St John's community, having time together and having time with God. If you choose to put your name and your location in the comments on Facebook or YouTube, we'll try to welcome you personally. It also reminds us of just who we're gathering here with today. In this week's service, we'll hear how Jesus calls Peter Satan. And in her address, Reverend Lorna will begin to address and explore the problem of evil. If you can, please do stay right to the end of the service. So, who do we have online here today? Well, welcome to Felicity and to Laura. Hello to Alex, Hugh, Fiona and Clara. Borodar, Katie, Borodar, Lauren, you were the first two on the comments this morning. I can't tell you how good it is to see the first comment come through, just so I know everything's working. Borodar to you. And Mary, good morning to everyone from a beautiful and sunny Frome. Yep, I bet it's looking super, isn't it? Vanessa, happy sunny spring morning to each and every one of us. Quite so. Richard, good morning to you. Louise, good morning to you. And Louise poses the question, does anyone know why the postbox outside St John's has been painted blue? Well, I suppose we'll hit up our favourite internet search engine after the service this morning and we'll find out. Interesting question though. Noz, hi, good morning to you. Blessings. Liz in West Wales. What a glorious day. I bet. Quite so. Good morning to you, Janet. Hello, Amanda, Adele and Ian in Leckwith. And yes, indeed, as one or two of you are saying, happy early St. David's Day, which is tomorrow. Lorna, good morning, everyone. And I love this, Adele, the little Welsh flag there on your second post. I'm thinking that's probably got to do with a game that went on in our parish yesterday. Good that our parish team won, huh? Diane, to the team. Good morning, Sylvia, to you from Cardiff. Mal and Steve, hello, lovely to see you. Chris, our good friend in the Rhondda, and all of your co-parishioners and all your parishioners in St. Illtyd's. Bob and Mary, good morning to you. Lovely to see you. Bjorn, who says, me get is good. I'm fine. Good, lovely. Thank you very much indeed. Good to know that and welcome. Emma, good morning to you. Feels like spring is arriving. Quite so. Iona, good morning to you in Riverside. Tayo, it is indeed another beautiful day. Good morning to you. Like your second post there, Tayo. Julie, good morning to you. I hope you are well. Ellen, lovely to have you with us once again. Welcome, welcome. Mary in Somerset, good morning to you. It is indeed a beautiful day. Iona, indeed, good morning. And Anne in Cardiff Bay, hello to you. Good morning, Ruth. Debbie and Stephen in Fairwater, so lovely to see you here. And Sarah in Cates, good morning to you. Georgia, as ever, lovely to see you here. Glenys, good morning to you. Paul in Pontprenai, lovely to see you. Good morning to you. Welcome. Felicity, hi. great to see you. And John, bonjour from the happiest rugby supporter in the Dordogne. Yep, lovely to have you with us. Janet, okay, so Janet provides the answer to our question. Postbox is painted blue to celebrate the work of the NHS. So there we are, we've all learned something, and thank you, Janet, for that bit of information. Jane E, good morning to you. And indeed, she's mentioned happy 16th birthday to Katie. I was going to mention some birthdays. Let's do them now. So happy birthday to Katie, who's celebrating her 16th birthday today. We miss you. It's always one of my happiest memories of St. John's when I first arrived was, I think, our first Christmas. I think you played trumpet on one of the Christmas carols. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Gwyneth also, and to Jane, who had birthdays this week. So hello to you if you're watching online, live or in catch up. And hello to Gerald and Susan, who we haven't mentioned yet. Evan, Philip, Teresa from Oxford Diocese, and Quentin and Anne. Now, as you know, a special welcome to you if you're listening on our phone line. So hello to Gaynor and Rob. Hello to Olwena, Troy and Vernette. Good morning, Janet, Iris, Jane and your friends. Welcome to Emma, Bibi, Norma, Dorothy, Marion and Oswald, Brian and Christabel. Well, we gather here today to hear of God's love for each and every one of us and for the whole world. We're in the presence of God and each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. So let us take a few moments of quiet to remember the times when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for today, and it's read for us by Andrew.
Almighty God, you show to those who are in error the light of your truth, that they may return to the way of righteousness. Grant that all who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's religion may reject those things that are contrary to their baptism, and follow in the way of Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
This week's reading comes from chapter 8 of St. Mark's Gospel, and it's read for us today by Philip.
The Gospel is taken from Mark chapter 8, verses 31 to 38. Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels."
Now here's Lorna with her address.
The line between good and evil runs through every human heart, says the writer Solzhenitsyn. And in our reading today, Peter exemplifies this. The problem of evil is a complicated reality, and the phenomenon of what we think a Satan could be is perplexing too. Psychology goes a long way to explain the darkness of the heart, but can falter to explain a way to resist it, or to find a standard of goodness to judge our actions. So let's focus on just one aspect of this rather tricky passage. Peter has his own ideas of what a Messiah should be, and his words to Jesus echo one of Satan's wilderness temptations: to choose the way of power, not love. Jesus responds so harshly because Peter's outburst was a devil of an idea. Evil could be defined as a lack of empathy with the other. History and the news act as witnesses to this. In our story, Jesus, the man who lived his life for others, is explaining he's going to suffer. And Peter, who was meant to be his friend, was only thinking of himself. Jesus' way will address the problem of evil once and for all, not by strength and power, but mysteriously, through suffering and a radical dependence on his Father. Peter's lack of empathy and words were rejecting that idea and that dependence. But Jesus models true friendship. He recognizes the evil inherent in Peter's attitude and he calls it out. Evil is a choice. A lack of empathy that dehumanizes another is a choice. And it's so easy for choices to become a way of life. But there's always a way back from following Satan. Hope remains as forgiveness and a fresh start. In this passage, Jesus gives Satan notice. A day will come when evil will be made a relic. In the meantime, if we want to save our life and not lose it, let's be a friend of Jesus and place love and empathy above self-interest. Amen.
Thank you, Lorna. And now we come to our time of intercession and prayer. And so if you've got anyone on your heart today, or any particular issue on your heart, if you put it into the comments on Facebook or YouTube, we'll attempt to pray for your intention in real time. We are a community who have promised to pray with and for each other. And here's a reminder of that now.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
Hi, I'm Lorna. I'm the assistant curator, St John's. And just to say, I'm praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi,
My name is Liz, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I am Iona, and I will pray with you.
Hi, my name is Emma, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Nancy, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'll pray for you.
Hello, my name's John, and this is Jethro. And this is to say that we will be praying with you.
And so, in the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. Let us hold on our heart today all those whose jobs and income and stability continue to be affected by COVID. We pray for those on furlough and those who have been made unemployed or who cannot work. We give you thanks, O Lord, for the ongoing efforts to quell this pandemic. But we pray that all who are anxious because of it may know your strength this day. As LGBT History Month draws to a close, we pray for everyone who is marginalised or discriminated against or criminalised because of their sexuality or gender. We pray for all organisations who work to promote inclusivity and diversity. And we thank you for the wonder of all creation. With Janet, we pray for Chanel at this time in her illness. With Iona, we pray for Olka and Justin. With Chris, we pray for the residents of Tinant Care Home. We hold on our hearts Brian, who is unwell at this time, to Christabel, his wife, and all their family. With Janie, we hold before God all who are sad, anxious, or depressed at this time. We pray that they will know it is okay not to be okay, but they will know of God's good love for them at this time, and may know of God upholding and strengthening them. With Tayo, we pray for all those people who are preparing new and fresh starts as we potentially come out of lockdown. With Mary, we hold before God her cousin Shirley, living in a care home and with Parkinson's. With Stephen, we pray for Lynn and her family following the death of her husband Gareth. And in a short time of quiet, let us offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, let us say together the Lord's Prayer in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for being with us today and for being part of this community of St. John's. Belated welcome to Lottie, who didn't get a mention at the start of the service. Good morning to you. Good morning, Borodar, Laura. Sachin, good morning to you and welcome. And it's good to have you with us today. It looks like being a nice day here in the UK. We may not be able to go out and do whatever we wish at the moment, but we can know God's love for us in our hearts and share God's love with those whom we do meet. So as we leave this service here, let's share God's blessing for us all to take out into the world. Christ, give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you now and always. Amen. The chance to make a retreat is a good one every now and then. It's an opportunity to connect a little less with the world and a little more with God. There is a traditional practice of clergy making retreats for a short while during Lent. This time last year, I was on retreat at the Community of the Resurrection in Murfield, Yorkshire. Some of their walls in their retreat house are painted with sayings on their surface. And we'll leave you today with some of these sayings and, of course, my appreciation of the fine counties of Yorkshire and of the Community of the Resurrection at Murfield. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew Bendithiog, he.